The following broadcast is brought to you by Sons of God International and Freedom Fellowship Church. Hello, and welcome to the prophetic voice of our time, where we focus on the voice of prophecy, which is the testimony of Jesus Christ. Our host, Christina Sasso, is a senior pastor at Freedom Fellowship Church. Let's hear what she has to say to the body of Christ.
God bless you for tuning in. Hello, this is Christina Sasso of Freedom Fellowship Church and Sons of God Ministries International, and you're listening to the prophetic voice of our time. Happy New Year, everybody. The year 2025 is going to be a great year. Praise God. The ministry, this ministry, Freedom Fellowship Church International and SAGMI, received a wonderful prophecy for all of our members and partners who sowed seeds to this ministry in 2024, specifically. The Lord says that we will receive a hundredfold return, not just financially, but in every area of our lives, as long as we obey and continue to obey and trust our Lord Jesus Christ. It is for us and for our children and children's children. How awesome is that? The Lord instructed me to release that on Christmas Day. I was stunned and was in awe, but welcome it. We really serve a mighty God and a very generous God. We truly cannot outgive God. We focused the year 2024, as you hear me and Joshua repeating ourselves when it comes to prophesying and praying for our country. We interceded. We focus our prayer and our prophecy to what the Lord is saying to United States of America and to the body of Christ here in this country. Now we have a new president, Trump's second term, and he is kinder and gentler, and he was more determined and resolute in his resolve to do great things for this country. And it came to pass. We are still in spiritual warfare until he is inaugurated. We still need to remain vigilant, prayerful. And this is what we need to continue on doing. Amen. Okay. There are major changes. A new leadership, new sheriff in town, like others would say, in our government. And there will also major changes amongst the leadership in the body of Christ. The true government of God, the divine order, will emerge, and the influence of the church will greatly increase. Exciting times that we're in, as there will be a lot of replacements, displacement, promotions, and demotions, and falling and the rising of political leaders all over the world. We should not be surprised by all of these manifestations, because God have told us beforehand. And now, just me as a parent, I am so glad and excited that things are corrected and are being corrected in this country, and that we will leave the world, or we will pass the baton to the younger generation, a better place, a better country. The country is turning towards righteousness, and we need to continue to praise God for United States of America, and we need to focus on what we must do as a Christian, as a member of the body of Christ. We are moving forward this year with a determination and high expectations of a brighter future. Amen. I just wanted to remind you that when you receive a prophecy, it is your responsibility to obey God, those instructions contained in the prophecy, and trust God, okay? Trust God, no matter what. It is not my responsibility, or it is not the responsibility of the prophet to bring prophecies to pass. We are merely God's mouthpiece. And we are being held, yes, of course, to a higher standard, and had to go through strict discipline. It is up to you who received the prophecy to test the prophecy or to judge it. And I have given you litmus test. It gives God glory, it benefits others, and of course it will benefit you as well. Okay, these three criteria must be met and always point to our Lord Jesus Christ. When a prophecy of judgment, bad judgment, that affects lots of people, a city, or a nation, that prophecy, that judgment is not written in stone. It calls for repentance on behalf of the people of God, you and I, and it calls for people of God to intercede. God is merciful, and judgment is His last recourse. We do not serve an angry God. He is grieved. We grieve Him sometimes, but He is a loving and a merciful God. So do not just take these prophecies of judgment to heart, but take action. Judgment can be postponed. It can lessen its impact or intensity. It can be reversed totally. Always look at the character of our God and who He is. So if you receive a prophecy of judgment, if you are operating in the prophetic, don't just give it away and wait for it like Jonah to come to pass. You have to intercede and you have to ask God, what do you need to do? There's a lot of bad things, horrific things that God showed me in the vision that Satan was planning on manifesting in this country using wicked people. We interceded on those since 2023, but we never released them. And now, thank God, they did not manifest. Okay? Now, a good prophecy can also be postponed, but it will surely come to pass, not unless an entire city or nation continue to sin against God or continue to defy Him. Okay? A true prophet of God is measured by his prophecy of peace instead of judgment. So this great move of God in this country, even the whole world, will not get postponed. His people, you and I, must focus on Him. If we stray away, we need to go back to Him. We must follow His instruction and His commands. We must be determined. We, the people of God, should not be a fair weather Christians. We must be willing to believe the impossible, persevere, and continue to believe and obey God in times of great challenges. Just like Caleb. Everybody, the 12 spies, saw the giants. But Caleb said that we still can take the land, the promised land, if God is pleased with us. This is how it's going to be in these days, in this season. If God is pleased with us, we'll be a part of this great move of God that's never been recorded in the history of the church. The influence of the church is going to increase. Anointing, manifestations of miracles, revelation will continue to flow. God has decreed it. He is faithful. Amen? Whether you believe it or not, those who believe, it will manifest upon their lives. So don't walk in fear and doubt and unbelief. Okay. And let me address one important issue, a truth with you for the body of Christ. As I released the prophecy before, and I'm releasing now, that the true government or divine order of the church is about ready to emerge. It's not the way it is right now. As a Christian, when you obey the Great Commission, when you are in the ministry, or even a position that God has appointed you for the transfer of wealth and influence, you cannot be identified as somebody else's a spouse, a daughter, or son. You have to be identified as a standing alone person, born-again Christian. Is your identity in Christ Jesus? I repeat, as a Christian, when you are in the ministry or even implementing the ways of God concerning the transfer of wealth and influence, even when you're in the government, your identity in Christ has to stand alone. Example, when I prophesy, okay, when I take that office, or even take the position as senior pastor of Freedom Fellowship Church and a founder of Freedom Fellowship Church in Asia, when I'm functioning in these offices, I am a minister of the gospel. I'm a minister appointed by our Lord Jesus Christ. I am not somebody else's wife, daughter. I am not somebody else's mother, friend, or sister. My authority and identity in Christ alone stands. I am accountable to no man, but accountable to God. I am not submissive to any man, but I am submissive to God. Okay, who called me in that position? We see that in the world, in every sector of society except in the church. If you are a CEO, a woman CEO, or president of a company, or even president of the United States of America, your appointment and responsibility as a CEO or president of the country stands alone, and you can wield all the authority and power that your position calls for. You do not submit to your husband and call him before you make important decisions. You are the CEO, period. Now, when you get home, you can be somebody else's mother, sister, daughter, or wife, or spouse, but not when you are functioning in your position as president or CEO. It is the same thing in the body of Christ. We must recognize this. We must correct this error in the church now. Okay? In order for the authority and the influence of the church be restored, we got to get this, my dear brothers and sisters. If you are a woman and you cannot answer directly to the Lord Jesus, you don't have any business to be in the ministry. But if you are saying that I have to be submitted to my husband as a minister of the gospel, then you don't have any business in the ministry either. Okay. Look at Deborah in the book of Judges. Deborah is married to Lapidoth, but she functioned as a judge of the entire nation outside of her home. When Barak was afraid to go to war without Deborah, Barak was not looking at Deborah as a woman or as a wife of Lapidoth, but a woman anointed by God as judge over the nation of Israel. If Barak looked at Deborah as a woman and a wife, isn't that improper for him to ask Deborah to go with him, knowing that she's a married woman? You wanted to drag somebody else's wife, especially in those times? That is not the case. But Barak, like the entire nation of Israel and even Deborah's husband, looked at her as appointed and anointed prophet of God and appointed as a judge over the nation of Israel in those times. That's what we need to do in the body of Christ. And we were made to believe, which is a lie, that only few people God can use. No, we are all anointed by the Holy Spirit. We all can be used by God. The main thing is you have to pay the price. You have to believe and obey God. You have to put him first. Okay? So if Barak was looking at Deborah as a wife and drag her to the war, what will people say? It was totally unacceptable. Okay? But this is what we do in the body of Christ. And we persecute those who dare, especially women, to obey God and put him first and love him first. In Galatians chapter 3, verse 28 and 29, it says, "There is neither Jew nor Greek or Gentile, neither slave nor free, nor is there male and female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus. If you belong to Christ, then you are Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise." Okay? There are neither Jew nor Greek, slaves nor free, male nor female. Now, with this truth and this revelation by the Word of God, we can understand now why Sapphira in the book of Acts, who submitted to her husband, died with him. Why? Because he is one of the disciples of Christ under the leadership of the Apostle Peter. When I was meditating on this, and I can say that no one knows the price I had to pay just to obey God as a woman. I did not call myself for this position, nor I didn't even desire it. I just want to be a part of the great move of God, and I am willing to do whatever it takes, except in the front lines. But God called me in the front lines nonetheless. And he's my Lord, my first love, and I obeyed. Our Lord Jesus Christ pointed out to me while I was crying because of the many challenges that I face. As a woman, people can accept and receive prophecy from me, a woman prophet. But they have a problem in me pastoring a church. I guess in their mind, many Christians believe a lie that pastors must be the head. Everyone needs to have a pastor. You cannot find that in the scripture, body of Christ, okay? Actually, the prophets had the highest in authority in the Bible. So there. So our Lord Jesus pointed out to me that it was his struggle too. It was his challenge when he was minister, when he was here on the earth. But he pointed out to me he must stand alone in his identity as the Son of God and also identified himself as a son of man to reach all of us, okay, to be reconciled to the Father. But who his Father is a challenge for him, okay? Because if we do not stand alone in our position or identity in Christ Jesus, like if I don't stand alone as a prophet of God and as a senior pastor or founder of Freedom Fellowship Church, in Asia, then people can and will limit me. They can manipulate me or control me. And people, lots of people, have tried that, okay? In Matthew chapter 13, verse 54 through 57, let me read from NIV. Coming to his hometown, he began teaching the people in their synagogue, and they were amazed. Where does this man get his wisdom and these miraculous powers, they asked. Isn't his mother's name Mary? And aren't his brothers James, Joseph, Simon, and Judas? And aren't his sisters with us? Where then this man get all these things? And they took offense at him. But Jesus said to them, only in his hometown and in his own house is a prophet without honor. This is also quoted in John chapter 6, verse 42, and Mark chapter 6, verse 3. Okay, another one. Matthew chapter 12, verse 46 through 50. While Jesus was still talking to the crowd, his mother and brother stood outside, wanting to speak to him. In other translation, the explanation for this is Jesus' own family, including Mary and his brothers and sisters, they think that he has lost his marbles because of what he's preaching and what he's been doing. Okay. So verse 47. So while Jesus was still talking to the crowd, Matthew chapter 12, verse 46 through 50. While Jesus was still talking to the crowd, his mother and brother stood outside wanting to speak to him. Someone told him, "Your mother and brothers are standing outside wanting to speak to you." He replied to him, "Who is my mother and who are my brothers?" Pointing to his disciples, he said, "Here are my mother and my brothers, for whoever does the will of my Father in heaven is my brother and sister and mother." Every time that Jesus ministered, every time that Jesus teaches, every time that he prophesied, he always bring Father God, that Father God is his Father. That was his identity. He was the Son of God, the only begotten Son of God, okay? That was his identity. Not a brother to his siblings with Mary, and not a son of Mary or Joseph. And look at this. In Luke chapter 2, verses 48 through 49. You know, during the Passover, they went and Jesus left behind and they didn't know it. It took them 3 days. They had to return. And they found him in the synagogue, questioning the teachers of the law and answering their question. Okay? So in verses 48 and 49, NLT says, "His parents did not know what to think. 'Son,' his mother said to him, 'why have you done this to us? Your father and I have been frantic, searching for you everywhere.' 'But why did you need to search?' he asked. 'Didn't you know that I must be in my father's house?' Even to his own parents here on earth, he said, 'I am doing my father's business, and my father is Father God in heaven.'" So Jesus had to stand alone. When he asked his disciples, "Who do you think that who I am? My identity. You're John the Baptist, you're one of the prophets," and then the Holy Spirit gave the revelation to Peter, "You are the Messiah, the Son of the living God." So what did Jesus say? "Blessed are you, because this was revealed to you." So if I'm prophesying and you look at me as Mike's wife or a mother of three beautiful children named Joshua, James, and Erica, you would miss a lot in how God is using me. God cannot use me mightily in you because my identity has to be a prophet or a minister of the gospel in the congregation, not somebody else's wife. I have to be submitted directly to my first husband, Jesus Christ. Are you getting this, body of Christ? We need to stop this. We need to have our true identity in Christ, and it needs to stand alone. That is why we are not going to stand before the judgment seat before our Lord Jesus Christ as a family, as a congregation, or as a husband and wife. We stand alone. The same way that Ananias and Sapphira were judged separately, they both died because Sapphira is called to be one of the disciples of our Lord Jesus Christ, being trained, being mentored. And he did not put God first. He lied. Are you getting this, body of Christ? Now you can explain a lot of things in the scripture, and you can acknowledge those people who obeyed God and they're anointed for this purpose, those that have been elevated, and a lot of those that will come forth and be in the front lines to replace other leaders who lost their way and pointed towards themselves and their ministry. Now these nameless, faceless people have their one identity, and their identity is in Christ Jesus. They're going to put him first. They're not going to fear men. They will not compromise. This is the true authority of a believer. And you and I need to recognize this truth. If you have a problem with what I'm saying, go before the Lord and ask him, or search the scripture. Look at Deborah. Look at Ananias and Sapphira. Look at Abigail and any others that God has appointed. And don't stand in their way. Don't be a stumbling block. You're going to find yourself fighting against God, especially in this great move of God. We need those people who will not compromise, who's going to walk in integrity, nameless, faceless people, to be in the front lines, and we need to recognize them. If you don't agree with them, pray for them, but stay out of the way, because the great move of God is here to stay. Even so, come Lord Jesus. Thank you for tuning in, and don't forget, you can join us in our Sunday services and Wednesday services. We are live streaming. You can go to our website, sogmi.org, and click live stream, or find us on YouTube. And while you're at it, please click like and subscribe. God bless you for tuning in. Until next time.
Thanks for tuning in. You've been listening to the prophetic voice of our time. We really hope you were blessed by today's episode. And if you were, we want to hear from you. You can call us at 210-695-1630. Or you can email us at sogmi@outlook.com. That's sogmi@outlook.com. And we really encourage you to visit our website, sogmi.org. That is sogmi.org. That's where you can listen to previous episodes of this podcast and even support this broadcast. We're supported by listeners just like you. So if you want to support this ministry, you can go to sogmi.org and hit the donate button. You can also send a check to P.O. Box 1579, Helotes, Texas 78023. Again, that is P.O. Box 1579, Helotes, Texas 78023.